There were these two racing dudes named Aaron and Jared, who had advice on racing and they wanted to share it. Started a website where players go to see all their picks. The goal was make the fans some money and to cut down the risk. They put the plan into motion and at first it seemed silly. Make a website where the expert picks are freer than Willie. From a racetrack veteran to just a beginner, there's one place that you want to go to find you a winner. As a matter of fact, I want to hit the exacta. There's only one site that you'll keep coming back to. So next time that the horses all line up at the post, make sure you use the website that'll win you the most. Whether Churchill, Oaklawn, Gulfstream Park, Saratoga, and all tracks in between, there's only one site to go to. When it comes to your racing needs and all of your bets, plus it's got a catchy name that no one ever forgets. RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com, as good as it gets. RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com, as good as it gets.
What is up? I'm Jared Welch. He's Aaron Halterman. This is a special edition Blinkers Off. What's up, man?
Hey, man. It's always fun to do this one and do the Smarty Jones show because we're live at Oaklawn Park. It's going to be a great day tomorrow. There's no doubt about it. The weather's going to warm up. Hopefully, we don't get a lot of rain. We've got a great card in the Southwest. I mean, when you look at it top to bottom, it's one of the most competitive races I can remember the Southwest being.
Oh, it's loaded. 14 horses are in this one. Two double entries. It's insane. I mean, you got the Baffert shipping in. You got the locals who we still are kind of trying to figure out. It's completely wide open. And on top of this, we get a bonus race to talk about tonight. And that, of course, is the return of Nyquist, who is kind of, I mean, by points and by, you know, this is the number one horse. You know, he's really done nothing wrong. I mean, he literally has not been beat. Coming back from making his 3-year-old debut in Santa Anita in the San Vicente. Of course, it's on a Derby prep. So
that's the frustrating thing about that race. You've got Nyquist and you've got Exaggerator, two horses that are on most people's top 10 list. They're going to go 7/8 at Santa Anita, and it sounds like they're both going to have one prep, and then they're going to the Derby. So it's kind of tricky to if you like that horse or those horses or not. It's just very tricky to know how are they going to come into that Derby. American Pharoah had two Derby preps. That's becoming the thing more and more. But he had two preps around two turns.
Yeah.
Where here we've got a one turn race, and then we go into one prep in April or maybe late March is what they're saying. So, yeah, very interesting. A great race. It's really funny because you've got those two horses that are two, you know, by everybody's standards, legitimate Kentucky Derby, you know, prospects. And then you've got 14 horses in the Southwest where everybody's like, I don't know. There could be five come out of it. There could be zero come out of it. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Let's not waste any more time. Let's do Southwest. Let's do San Vicente. Let's go. The Southwest Stakes. It's a grade three worth $500K for three-year-olds. Going 1/116th at Oaklawn Park. It's again, this is the last, this is what's cool about this one as well. It's our last 10-point race in the Kentucky Derby preps. We go from here, we move on to the 50s, and then it gets wild. So this is really it. This is, as we talked about at dinner earlier, this is where you separation day, as you said. This is where you make the, you know, with some of the horses say, okay, we can move on. Others say, let's find another goal.
And that's absolutely what it is. You have to get to this point in the season. 14 of these horses can't move on to the Rebel. And then the same 14 can't move on to the Arkansas Derby. There'll be horses coming in and chipping in for those races. We have got to finally weed these horses out. We ran a nice allowance race on Saturday. The Dazzling Gym won and looked very good. Gray Sky finished second and looked very good. So we kind of weeded out some of those allowance horses. Okay, if you finish behind those two, you're probably out as far as the Kentucky Derby trail goes. Dazzling Jim and Gray Sky, you're still kind of in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we got to do with this race. Yep. And Oaklawn did a great thing. They put 5 1/16 races on this card. So we will have times in maiden special weight races and other races to compare to the time of the Southwest. So we're going to separate them. And the deal is, I've said it from the start, we have a lot of local three-year-olds here. Like the depth of the crop here at Oaklawn is strong, but we've got a lot that we really have no idea if they're actually, you know, quality horses as far as going on to the Kentucky Derby. We're going to start to find out tomorrow.
Well, let's run through these because we have a ton to talk about, and then really they all pretty much for the most part have a chance. Yeah. I mean, you look at this, you've literally got two 20-to-1s and one 30-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then past that, it's all 12, 10, and lower. So it's completely wide open, so spread. 14 horses that are completely logical choices. It's insane.
Well, and okay, you say, yeah, we do have the 20s to 1 and the 30s to 1, but okay, 20 to 1 on Z Royal. You know, he's got a shot. 20 to 1 on Luna DeLoco. We'll talk about him one by one, but even your 20 to 1s are not really throwouts. So it's a very tough race. You know, I said before we came on the air, it's going to come down to collected. Collected, either going to beat this field by 4 or 5 lengths, and everybody's going to go, gosh, we don't have anything here mm-hmm. at Oaklawn. Or the same thing happened to Smarty. It's going to happen here in this one. The Baffert Horde's going to get beat, and the ones that beat him, you're going to be like, okay, they are ones that can move on to the Rebel.
All right, the 1 and 1A, American Dubai and Torrentos, 2 and 2X, Synchrony, Sudden Breaking News, collected the Baffert Horse. The 3 actually is going to be on the 1 post position. Mm-hmm. Whitmore for Moquette, Mike Smith, and to ride that horse. That one's got a lot of hype coming into this race. The 5 horse, Bird of Trey, 6 Z Royal, Gary Stevens coming in. Of course, coming to ride for the coach as well as Zayat Stables on that one. Gordy Florida, 7, the horse that almost won, the Smarty Jones. War Stroll, the 8 horse, Cut a Corner, 9. Siding Spring, the 10. Luna DeLoco, 11, and Discreetness, your Smarty Jones, and Springboard Mile winner, 12 on the outside. So, I mean, literally, that horse is all the way out, as far as out you can get. Let's start cutting them down. 1 and 1A, American Dubai, Torrentos.
Well, Torrentos I don't like, but you've got American Dubai sitting there. First time out at Oaklawn Park, you know, was actually only his second start of his career. First start, he won a maiden at Churchill Downs. He lost to Cut a Corner in Jack Van Berg. But, you know, it wasn't a bad loss. That the pace in that race was ahead for a lot of it. Opened up to a 3-length lead in the race and then got caught. So that's kind of my thing where I don't love American Dubai here.
But with him, I think we're going to see a little bit different. I think we're going to see a more similar race to we saw in his maiden, his very first race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's back to I think that is kind of the racing we like, you know, coming off the pace. Look how impressive that was. And then last race, he goes right to the front. Calvin's on the horse. You never really know. You know, drawing the 3 spot, especially, you know, he's going to have some options as far as going or not going. So I could see him sitting off of it.
Very interesting that Calvin Burrell is not on the horse here, and he doesn't have a mount in the race. So did Calvin get fired off American Dubai because he went to the lead?
That's kind of what I was wondering.
Yeah, so you're right. You know what? He's shown a ton of ability in both of his races, really. He ran a really nice maiden race, and he showed, even though he lost, he did show ability. Here's the deal. Would I be completely shocked if he won? No, but you've got to start cutting him out, and I think 1 and 1A are just two that you can cut out and be semi-safe with.
Yeah, with the 1A, you know, that was a nice when he broke his maiden at Fairgrounds and then came and ran in that same race. We have a lot of the same horses in this race.
Yeah.
Cut a Corner, who won that race, that allowance here at Oaklawn, you know, really didn't act like a mile 16th was real to his liking. Did finish second by DQ, but, you know, beaten by Weaker last race, it's not a lot to go on with that one either.
No. I just think, and especially at 6-to-1.
Yeah, that's the thing. The price is too low.
You've got these two horses at 6-to-1, and the horse that beat them Cut a Corner is 12-to-1.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. So you got two horses that are at 6-to-1. You know, I just think you got to look elsewhere. Now, they could end up being 20-to-1. You never know, but at this price, no, I can't take a shot with him.
Let's move on the 2 and the 2X for Donny K. 2 is Synchrony, of course, finished a good third in the Smarty Jones. You know, really came into that race, was close to the favorite on that one. Out of Tappet, Penn Oak. I mean, this horse has got a lot going for him. And then Sudden Breaking News, who we haven't seen since Remington Park in the Springboard, about won that race, who about beat Discreetness, and I mean, I'd say this morning, Jones only flattered Sudden Breaking News even more. Both of these horses look very, very big contenders at both the 6-1.
Yeah, they really do. And I think, you know, we've outlined Synchrony so many times. I think if that race was a mile and 16th, he would have won last time. Now he gets it. So is he the best out of the ones out of the Smarty Jones? I think so. I think that lands him as a prime contender. So I really like Synchrony. A good sign for Donnie K. Von Hemel fans. He won two races on Sunday. Maybe he's starting to heat up at the right times. Got Synchrony going. Sean Bridgman to ride. I think that's great. So Synchrony, big shot, no doubt. The 2X, sudden breaking news. First time we're going to see him at Oaklawn Park. The good news is, was only beaten by a nose to Discreetness in the Springboard Mile. And Discreetness comes back to win the Smarty. So logically, you would think sudden breaking news fits. We'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. It's been a while since he's ran. He might need an out. You know, maybe he kind of just gets a little bit of foundation in this race. I don't like him as well as Synchrony. But he's not impossible.
One thing to think about with this one, and you know, we're still, the weather's kind of crappy here tonight. It's been kind of raining, misting off and on, and they're talking about it being like this all night. If the track does come up good, sloppy, I don't think it'll be sloppy, but if it's good, if it's just a little bit off track, you know, sudden breaking news, you know, any of those horses that ran the Springboard ran in that kind of those conditions, you know, that kind of track. So that's something to keep in mind, both the Screeners and sudden breaking news. We know it can handle that sort of track. So if you're looking for Synchrony and you also say, well, you know, if the track is off, sudden breaking news, if you like that angle as well, you kind of get two for one. Collected's the next here, the three horses. It would be drawing in from the rail. Of course, what's to say, you know, Bob Baffert shipping in, Martin Garcia coming in with him. And, you know, won the Sham, the grade three. This is the classiest horse in the bunch. Ran on two turf races, first two starts of the career. Won one of them, got second in the other, moved to the Sham, won that race. And here he comes in. So the question is for me is, has he really beat anything? Yeah, that was a run mile. Now we're running a mile 16th. Mm-hmm. Is this just another kind of B, C horse for Bob Baffert?
It is. There's no doubt. I think he's better than Taze on Ice that came in here last time. And you know, you look at his races, turf and dirt. Pretty much ran same race. You know, looked like the same horse. He beat Let's Meet in Rio, who came back to run really bad in the Robert B. Lewis. You know, it's Baffert at Oaklawn, and that's the thing that's always going to scare you. And even though Taze on Ice, you know, did not run well in the Smarty Jones, okay, that's one out of how many that he sends here, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, people, he's 5-2 in the morning line, and he might get that. People, you know, have very short memories.
And it's so spread, you know, the mm-hmm. race, there's so many options.
Yeah. Look, to me, speed on the rail. There's a lot of speed in this race, but he's going to be on the lead. There's no doubt. I think the key for him is going to be, can he clear and not get pinned inside and get pressured like Taze on Ice did? Mm-hmm. Taze on Ice was bothered by Gordy Florida the whole way around the track, and he gave in. And Collected could do something similar if that's the case. I think the hope for the Baffert fans and for Bob himself is this horse is good enough to get a little separation. And really, Bob would probably want this horse stalking the pace, but when you draw on the rail in a field of 14... You stalking the pace is not a great chance.
Because next thing you know, you're back in 14th.
That's right.
So, you know, you made a good point the other day is, you know, typically when we've seen these horses come in that maybe aren't so good with Baffert, but they go to the front and they wire because no one in Oaklawn can really compete with that kind of speed. Gordy Florida is pretty fast and has speed and a lot of ability. It kind of makes you wonder if Gordy Florida kind of the Baffert killer for these first two that he's brought in.
Baffert is getting killed by a horse named Gordy Florida. I'm sure that makes him really happy.
I'm sure when he listens to this podcast, he'll be pissed about that.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Let's move on. Whitmore, the four horse. Again, this is probably from a hype perspective. This is probably the hypest horse in the field. you know, came out, you know, when we were here last time, won that allowance race, did it awesomely.
Yeah.
You know, going only 6 furlongs and really kind of came from the clouds to win and really just showed a lot. Obviously, if Mike Smith's coming in town to ride, that's always a good sign. You know, but past that, you look at it, the only time the horse went further than 6 furlongs, the mile 16th, and the Delta Jackpot. really didn't have a lot to say. You know, it was not really impressive. It wasn't off track. It was crazy. You can use that excuse, but you know, the training suggests the horse is ready. Where are you at with Whitmore? I know. I mean, Ron McQuaid's hot as it can be right now.
Yeah. Well, there's so many good things about this horse. Ron Moquette, Mike Smith, race over the track, and was the most impressive three-year-old performance that we've seen probably was from Whitmore. I want to address the two turns thing because that is the key. I think if he can have that same explosion going two turns as he has with six furlongs, he's the winner of the race. But his one start in two turns, like you said, was the Delta Downs jackpot. Now, I think he's got some excuses in this race. Number one, the sloppy track. You know, number two, he's a young horse. He only had one race under his belt. He's shipping to Delta. Delta's a weird place. So that was a tough setup for the horse. If the horse would have won that race, he's the favorite in this for sure.
Yeah.
Because he probably would have went to the Smarty Jones and won too. So, and the other thing, I think it's big. He did not get the best ride in that race. You want to talk about a horse that was kind of out of his element. This is a horse that liked to drop back and make one run, and he was near the pace, and you know, I just don't think that's how that horse wants to run. Now, the Delta Downs jackpot has come back pretty good so far. Sonny Ridge came back to win at Aqueduct the other day. So, you know, he did get beat 14 lengths, though. So I'm looking at this.
You got to take a stand one way or the other with this horse.
Play this horse.
Okay.
Put him in everything. I would draw a line through the Delta Down jackpot. I will be shocked if the source doesn't hit the board.
All right. Berta Trey, the 5-horse, John Service. You know, this is the one that has been getting a lot of talk. You know, people are interested to see this horse. You know, ran at Aqueduct in the Jerome, finished 4th, beaten 16. Not exactly the best of races. But you know, prior to that, was kind of, you know, had some hype. 10-1. Not sure I see it.
No, I don't either. First time going long, he really ran pretty terribly in the Jerome, you know, beaten 16 lengths. And Flexibility won that race, and he ran a pretty good race that day. So let's, you know, it wasn't like he ran as bad as he did in the Withers. But, you know, yeah, I think Service, for the rest of his life, when he runs horses in these Triple Crown races, he's going to get a lot of hype because of Smarty Jones. And no, this is one I'm standing against. So I'm putting him in the against file. I don't think Berta Trey is going
to
win this race.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go on to a horse that I think the odds could swap. The 6-horse, Z Royal for Lucas. And, of course, Gary Stevens in to ride. And, you know, Zyatt Stables. We've come to know Zyatt Stables around Oakland recently. So LeCompte, for some reason, went right on the lead. We weren't really expecting that. No one was expecting that. Prior to that, breaking his maiden came from off the pace. This late kick, super impressive. And then the next race we see on the lead, and then, of course, fades, you know, finished 5th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, that race came back pretty strong. You know, Tom's ready. The Pletcher horse, Destin, just won on Saturday. So, you know, it's a horse that just beat him, finished 4th in that race. You know, horse has been working out great. We know he's talented. 20-1 seems like a play to me.
Well, first,
at that price.
First of all, it's the dumbest morning line in the history of morning lines. If you really think a Lucas horse with Gary Stevens aboard and the Zyatt Silks is going to be 20-1 at Oakland Park, you're insane. Unless there's 5 American Pharaohs and Z Royal. So that is an insane morning line. Now, bottom line, though, still, he's going to be a longer price. You might get 10-12-1, with nothing wrong with that. You know, last time out, interesting. I didn't think he'd be on the lead. Same token, I'm not going to criticize the ride because he was well clear and he wasn't blazing by any means. He just came up empty. Now, pretty good race as it's turned out. The 4th place finisher of the race, like you mentioned, come back to win the Sam F. Davis. The top 3 finishers of the race are pointing for the Risen Star and are low odds for the race. Look. I don't know. I don't know what he is. He did win that maiden race there at Churchill when he broke his maiden. It was pretty decent. He hasn't shown that flash, though.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have to prove 4 or 5 links. There's no way around that.
And really, you know, the fact of the matter is his first race at Keeneland didn't show a lot.
No.
And then that next race didn't show a lot until, bam, he had he had it and won the race. We thought, oh, wow, you know, here we go. And then LeCompte, of course, then we get a whole new riding style, and we're not really sure. So this is as big as a question mark as it comes. connections alone, breeding, you know, out of Escondrea, you got to think horses, he has a chance.
He has a chance, and he wants to go long, so I think the mile 16th will be good for him, but, man,
I'll be rooting for him. He's on my team, but I can't pick him.
I'm going against him, and I hate to do it, but I just can't see it.
Gordy Florida, the seven horses. Of course, this is the one that won, you know, wired the field and tailed the wire, the Smarty Jones. This is the one we just mentioned a second ago, as Fat being the kind of the speed of speed in the race. I feel like the horse can kind of keep up with anybody they bring in at Oaklawn. Do you think, is it possible, one, they could get on alone on the lead? Is it also possible that he could somehow stretch out to a mile and 16th?
I don't think either one. Well, I think the mile and 16th is more possible than on the lead by himself. I do think there's enough speed where I think he's going to do the dirty work in the race again, basically. I think he's going to pressure the Baffert horse and really make the Baffert horse work and set it up for somebody else. I do not think a mile 16th is this horse's, you know, I think the cutback, 7 furlongs, 6 furlongs, maybe a mile at the most like last time, is probably where he needs to be. I was really impressed with this horse. I think this is a really nice horse. There's not many horses that have been at Oaklawn that could run Baffert into the ground, you know, and this horse did it. So, I don't like him in this race. I like him for future races if they cut him back.
Yeah, I think the thing about this horse, I think he's vital to this race.
Yes.
But I don't necessarily think he's going to win the race, so if that makes any sense.
It does.
But 12-1, I think is, I mean, I guess fair. This horse might get some play just because of, you know, what he did in that last race. I just don't see it. But like I say, he'll be very important. I could see him coming from the outside, meeting up with Collected coming, you know, on the inside of the rail, and then those two kind of similar to what we saw, you know, in the Smarty Jones. The 8 horse for Kenny McPeak, Warstroll, finally broke his maiden last time. Is this the easiest throw out of the race?
Oh, it probably is, yeah.
30-1.
You know, and he's been beaten by Z Royal. He's been beaten by Torn Taze, however the hell you say that name. That's two horses we don't like. So, yeah, I threw him out.
Okay. Number 9 horse, Cut a Corner, Jack Van Berg, and, Quincy Hamilton riding one last time. This is that race that we talked about a second ago at Oaklawn on January 21st, mile 16th. Very impressive win here. Came from off the pace to run him down. To me, this horse at 12-1 has got a shot for a local horse, you know, making that step up if he continues to make the step.
He definitely has a big shot. I am going to not include him in things because, like I said, he can't play every single one of them unless you're singling all the other races around it, which if you want to do that, I'd be okay with that. You know, single, great. But in all seriousness, I like the horse. I do. But I'm just going to try to play that allowance race that he won is a little bit cut below. So I'm going to, you know, I cross out the top 3 in that race.
Well, you know, with him also, he ran the springboard, finished 4th,
yep.
Only beaten a half, 1.5. And really, you know, obviously, we just mentioned discreetness, sudden breaking news, those horses. I mean, it was a good race. It turned out to be a good race. So it kind of gives, there's another horse also with the track, if you like that angle. So there's some things to like with the horse as well.
Mm-hmm. There's no reason, if you like him, there's no reason not to bet him. I'd never talk you out of him. But again, at the same time, there are a few that I prefer more. There's even a couple at bigger prices that I prefer more than this horse. So look, Van Berg is running so well here, and there's crazier things that could happen, and I could see him getting bet a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. Well, Van Berg, you know, being a local, he knows how to win some races.
He absolutely does, yes.
So, yeah, don't count him out. A 10-horse Siding Spring for Mark Cassie. This is hasn't ran since. Ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, actually. Did not fare well, finished 10th. But interesting. This is a very interesting horse to me. Joe Rocco riding. The horse is 3 starts, broke his maiden, big, nice maiden race at Kentucky Downs. That's when they had those huge purses, you know, on the turf, of course. Mm-hmm. Then they go to Keeneland, mile 16th, finishes a good 3rd to Arrow Force and Camelot Kitten, 2 very good horses. Then they shift out of nowhere to dirt and run into a grade 1 juvenile where he gets his ass kicked. So now instead of going back to turf, apparently they were saying, okay, we're going to give this another shot on the dirt. Apparently they feel like the dirt is where this horse belongs, or at least to give it another shot. The horse is classy, you know. They now shift to blinkers on. Is there enough here to think this horse might have a chance.
Absolutely. I think he's got a shot. I think this is the one. This is the long shot I think people will ignore out of all of them.
I think a lot of people see it and say, well, the only time I tried dirty, we finished 10th and got killed.
Yep. But, okay, you say 10th and got killed, and yes, anytime you finish 10th, you did get killed. However, he was only 5 lengths behind the winner. If you remember, it was a big
cluster. Big pile, yep.
Yep. So, but at the same time, you still finished 10th. So I'm not going to blow that up into something great, but it was only 5 lengths. It wasn't 10 beating 20. So he was around at least. And I think this horse was a huge candidate for everybody else. Was, hey, we're going to bring him back to the turf. He'll probably run pretty well because you only got beat 3 lengths by Aeroforce. That's a damn nice horse.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, broke the maiden by 6.
And of course, then Aeroforce also came back to be running on dirt.
Exactly. Exactly. However, if he can run on dirt, there's no doubt he can win. There's no doubt he can win this race. He's got the hidden class of the field.
Mm-hmm. And you got Mark Cassie. You know, yep. I mean, this guy knows how to train. To me, I kind of think he's kind of the hidden one in here. And I think adding blinkers on is only going to help the horse. Starting from the post 11. Interesting where this horse will do, but again, this horse is 15-1. I think this is a horse that you'll see 20, 25.
I agree.
Maybe 30-1
mm-hmm.
that could have a real chance to win this race. The 11 horse, Luna DeLoco, out of the Asmussen barn, Santana riding. Only his third career start, broke his maiden first time out, beating two really good horses, Morse Code and Rally Cry. Who Rally Cry came back to win. Of course, you've heard us talk about that horse since. And then next race, all of a sudden, Smarty Jones and finishes a really good fourth. You know, is the horse improving? Does the horse have a chance? 20-1 morning line.
I absolutely love him. I love him as a long shot. You know, I thought he ran a really, really solid race in Smarty Jones. You kind of remember that's his second race of his life. You know, he'd just come off a maiden win in New York. He comes all the way to Oakland. Now he's in a stakes against really good horses. Got fourth, had traffic trouble, was coming on late. Love him. I really do. I think he's going to be decent. Is he good enough to win this race? Maybe, maybe not, but at 20-1, he's worth a shot.
Yeah, I agree. I thought long and hard about this horse today, and I think, you know, obviously he improved off of his first start to finish fourth, and I think he's improving, will improve again out of Malibu Moon, so you think mile 16th will be no problem whatsoever. The training on the horse has me somewhat, maybe I'd like to see some bullets, but you know, with training, you never really know. The horse never has trained well in his past, mm-hmm. Even before winning the maiden race, so it's hard to say. This is one that I'll definitely be playing on my pick fours, pick threes. I'll be playing underneath. I'm not sure I can totally be convinced enough to put him on top. Let's finish it off with the last horse, the 12, Discreetness, starting in post position 14. Of course, this is your back-to-back winner in the Springboard Mile and the Smarty Jones. What can you say? You know, he's won the last two at a mile. John Court's riding great right now. 6-1 morning line. Can this horse do the Smarty Jones Southwest Double?
Well, he was very impressive physically in the paddock before the race last time out in the Smarty Jones. And he was impressive on the racetrack. For whatever reason, he's a horse I just play against every time. And I don't know why it is. He's never done anything just too wrong. You know, the races he lost, you know, he lost one at Arlington. I cross that out. He lost the stakes at Churchill Downs, but he got beat by three really nice horses. Listen, I'm not even putting him in the top four again. Now, can he win? Yeah. I mean, if you're going to play a deep in this race, you better put him in there because, yeah, he obviously can win. I don't think he really wants to go much farther than this distance of mile 16th. I do think he can get this one to, you know, in this race. I left him out.
Wow.
Left him out of the top four, and that's it could be done, but I just don't like him enough.
See, to me, the post position kills me.
It hurts, no doubt.
Because he's one, you know, he got a great trip in the Smarty Jones, had no trouble whatsoever. And still only managed to win by a neck. Now, you know, he's kind of has that horse mentality the last two where it's not necessarily the how much he wins by, but he just gets it done. But still, I would have liked to have seen, you know, to me, he's got everything working against him right here. In a good, solid field. I mean, and we know, what do you do as a 14? You have to, would you go all the way to the back? and just hope for one big run. I mean, it's very risky situation. Now, to me, if he drew like post eight, post six, I would have a really good consideration for picking him to win.
Yeah.
But post 14, it's so questionable to me.
It really does hurt a horse like this because he's not good enough to drop to the back, make one run, and win. He can't do it. And he's probably not good enough to win if he gets hung out 5, 6, 7 wide. So it's trouble for him.
All right, so it comes down to it. This is the toughest decision of the year. who wins the Southwest?
Well, I'm going to give you my top four. I'm going number three Collected. You could say it's a boring pick all you want, but horse racing and horse racing handicap is all about being consistent. And I'm not going to jump off Baffert because he lost one race here. You know, if you pick Bob Baffert every time at Oakland, you'll come out ahead. So I'm going to go Collected on top. I like Whitmore to finish second. I like Synchrony to finish third. And for the long shot, I do like Luna DeLoco as my fourth choice. So that's where I'm going. 3, 4, 2, 11.
All right. Here we go. You don't even know who I'm picking here.
No, you won't tell me.
So. After much consideration, I have landed on... You're going to like this one. Number two, Synchrony.
This
is my pick, and you'll like it a lot if he wins.
Oh, I'd love to see Synchrony. He's on my fantasy team, for those who don't know, and I really need help.
Yes. You know, Synchrony, just to me, is the horse that just is kind of keeps getting better. We have a race under his belt, obviously. He's been training great. And part of me really likes Sudden Breaking News as well. So I like having both of them in the race. Kind of like I mentioned earlier when I was talking about him, I like having both of them. I think Synchrony's post position is perfect. I think he'll be able to sit off the lead. What really hurt him in that last race is he had a poor start, and he was really far back. The move he made in the second turn, where he went from like 7th or 8th place all the way to 4th to have a shot, was super impressive. If he can kind of save that move to a stretch run, I think he's got every chance in the world to win it. Horse keeps getting better. He's out of Tappet. I love him. I think Synchrony wins this race. Underneath here, here's where it gets fun and wild. I'm going to go 2 on top, obviously. I'm going to put the 10 horse Siding Spring underneath. I'm going to put Collected Baffert horse in third spot. And I'm going to go with 9 Cut a Corner. So
I like it. I really, really like it. Now, I got to ask you real quick, because at one time you were leaning towards Luna DeLoco. What made you now he's not in the top four?
he's as close. I mean, to me, it's just I couldn't. I think he's a good horse, but he's not really – he hasn't proved enough to me yet to say. I think he's very talented, and I think he's getting better. But I'd like to see something out of him before I can be convinced. And I do think he, you know, 20-1 makes it kind of worthwhile. So I'm not going to say don't bet him. But it really just boils down, I like those other four better. So, I mean, to me, he's probably my 5th spot. But I had to rule someone out, you know. And even though it was a good in the Smarty Jones, I'm looking for a horse that's kind of making bigger jumps and improvements ahead. Yeah. And I think the four I mentioned are the better ones.
So did you leave Whitmore out? I think you did, didn't you?
Yes.
Wow. So okay. Well, I mean.
Yeah, I went. Synchrony.
Yeah.
Siding Spring, Collected, right. And then Cut a Corner. So yeah, and Whitmore. Wow. And Whitmore. Again, you got to make decisions.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. If you want to put all those together and box them up for a super, we still might get one right.
Yeah.
So that's how this race is going to go.
You can't bet them all. I mean, I like it. I like it. Go for it. You know, even if Collected wins the race, you could still get huge tries in supers.
Well, I still believe Synchrony is a Kentucky Derby type of horse. Yeah. So I think it all starts tomorrow. We need to see him make that step. You know, that's what it comes down to. Yes, he's got a lot of promise. He's looked really good. At the end of the day, none of that matters. We need to see him win a big race like the Southwest.
Now, I'm with you 100%. I mean, you fired me up. You say stuff like that because that's right. None of it matters. You got to do it. You got to go out on the track and do it tomorrow. For me, with Synchrony, don't know if he's got that devastating move that you're going to have.
And that's where I
that's the problem.
That's the problem. But where I saw, you know, when watching you, I watched it several times. You watch the Smarty. If you look at that move he made in the turn, that's the move you're looking for. If he can, you know, because I think, you know,
if he can time it,
I think he knew, okay, we're in trouble. We're way back. We've got to get, you know, it's a short, you know, obviously a short, short stretch at Oakland on the mile. We got to make our move now. If he makes that move to the top of the stretch, you know, and is a little closer,
maybe
to
he's four lengths closer.
And a little, I think that's all the difference in the world.
So I hope you're right. I hope you're right. For me, why I put him third and Whitmore second is we've seen that powerful move from Whitmore. We haven't really seen a powerful move. Well, like you, I mean, what you're describing is, you know, could be. That could be. It's just hidden. And, you know, you were smart enough to see it, and I'm not. So I hope that's how it is. But great race tomorrow, guys. It's going to be something else. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. 14 three-year-olds breaking the gate, and that's great.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait. Southwest. We'll be there. We'll be reporting live at on Twitter, so make sure to follow us. But, hey, good luck to Synchrony. Good luck to Collected.
Good luck to Z Royal for you.
Good luck to Z Royal. We'll see. Santa Anita Park, race 5, the San Vicente Stakes, the grade 2, worth $200K for three-year-olds going 7 furlongs, field of 6. Of course, this is not Derby points, but it is a Derby prep per se. Nyquist makes his three-year-old debut, the 1 horse, 4-5 morning line. You guys exaggerate her at 5-2, the 5 horse. And Sheikah Sheiks, the 6 horse at 5-1. Does it? I mean, it all starts and ends with Nyquist.
Yeah, it really does. And I think at this distance, he's just too good to be beaten. He's working out great. Exaggerator is a horse that you'd probably like to see him face Nyquist at a mile and eighth. You know, then you might think that the playing field could be even. But at this distance, it's Nyquist all day for me. I think the Sheikah Sheiks is a horse that could, you know, get in underneath, maybe beat Exaggerator, maybe make this pay a little more than what you think it would. But Nyquist at this distance, he's too good. He's proven it time and time again against this crop that he's good and too tough at a distance.
Oh, like this distance is, I mean,
should run his best race probably.
Yeah, I mean, we've always said, you know, we were wondering about two turns, which he's so far handled just fine. But this distance, this is when he's running this distance back in, you know, August and September. This was when I was all over him as well. You know, I've since jumped off a little bit because of the distance. But this, I'm telling you, this right here, I think he's locked and loaded. I think there's no, I mean, I just don't, even if he doesn't run, like, really, really good. Because with Exaggerator, I don't think is long enough.
No.
So even if he run, you know, I think this race is perfect. Past that, you know, the other ones in the field. You know, Dimmon's Call, I guess, you know, for Doug O'Neill. Again, that horse, only ran one race and won. Electrifying for Bob Baffert. I mean, that horse looks good. But, yeah, it's just, there's nothing there.
I really think he has to fall down to lose the race. I really do. I loved Exaggerator at Saratoga. I really did. I thought he was just ran an excellent race when he won up there, and I thought he was the next big thing. I haven't liked a race of his since. So, and I can't look at Nyquist and say I've disliked anything. I've seen him run. So, I mean, it's Nyquist easily for me.
But, you know, from here, you go from here to the Florida Derby for Nyquist.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean, so, he finished off the board in the Florida Derby.
Yeah, we were talking about the Fountain of Youth where you've got Shagaf, you've got Zulu, and you've got Mohamed, which are three very highly thought of horses. And even if you get two of them to go to the Florida Derby out of that race, and then you get Nyquist, wow. You know, that's deep waters. First time going a mile and eighth, and you got to face those horses.
That'll be tough.
It'll be tough for them. For Mohamed and those other ones, it'll be tough as well because you've got the class of Nyquist
coming. What a race it will be, though.
Great race.
Yeah. To me, it'll start one race at a time. Nyquist wins this race easily.
Sure.
It's all the time we have. Check us out at racingdudes.com for our free picks and our simple plays available every day for Aqueduct, Gulfstream Park, Santa Anita Park, and Oakland. We have best plays, value plays, race plays, and products from Guaranteed Tip Sheet. There are many angles when it comes to picking winners. Let us help you find yours. We're currently covering 15 tracks, all offering free picks. We're on Twitter at @racing_dudes, LinkedIn, Google+, and Facebook. We will be at Oakland all day tomorrow, so if you're going to be there, come find us. We'll say hi. We'll have a few drinks, whatever. Looking forward to it. I'm Jared Welch. He's Aaron Halterman. Good luck this weekend.
For all of your needs, racingdudes.com. For all of your leads, racingdudes.com. For all of your bets, racingdudes.com. racingdudes.com. As good as you.